Did you know that inside your body right now is a medicine that can effectively treat over 100 so-called untreatable diseases? Inside each one of us is the most powerful medicine ever known to man. From the time that we are born, we all have what are called adult stem cells. I prefer a more accurate term, repair stem cells, because that is what they are, that is what they do, and that is what they keep doing. Great doctors from all over the world are now using repair stem cells to save and improve lives. Heart patients who were told to go home and die are now regularly jogging uphill. The symptoms of Parkinson's patients are being reduced. Blind children are slowly gaining some sight. Autistic children are taking a step back toward normalcy. Some paralyzed patients who were told that they would never walk again are walking again. And this is merely the beginning of the greatest medical science in the history of the world. I'm Don Margolis of the Repair Stem Cell Institute, and we want you to have all of the information about this amazing field of medical self-repair. This information could just save the life of someone you love. Good afternoon. It's Friday, September 20th. It's 1 minute after 4 on the West Coast, and it's 1 minute after 7 on the East Coast. First, we're going to shoot you some call-in numbers that starting at around 4. After the first 15 minutes, we'll be taking calls. Toll-free, United States and Canada, 888-429-5471. From elsewhere, anywhere in the world, 1-530-413-9537. As you just heard, the name of this program is called Truth About Stem Cells. Why do we call it Truth About Stem Cells? Because if you live in any country in the developed world, you've heard very little other than lies about stem cells. And we are here to try to counteract billions of dollars worth of power who don't want you to know which stem cells work, and they want you to think that embryonic stem cells work, and now that that hoax is dying, they'll want you to think that something called induced pluripotent stem cells work, and you will see that all over your newspapers, your internet, all about the embryonic stem cell hoax is slowly being replaced with a hoax called induced pluripotent stem cells. We'll spend a few minutes on that just to familiarize yourself with it. Just know this. 6 years ago, I said publicly and was the only one to say it publicly, and for the most part, I'm still the only one to say it, that embryonic stem cells will never be used to treat any major chronic disease ever, ever. And a lot of people, now when I'm going up against billions of dollars worth of power from the big drug companies who created this hoax, so naturally you hear Don Margolis very little and what Don Margolis says. And the only allies I have on that subject are from the religious segment, and I never comment on the religious part. But they are the only other ones that say that embryonic stem cells cannot help human beings, and they're absolutely right. But you've been told otherwise, and if you're a liberal in the United States, you believe that your party says embryonic stem cells are the future, and it's all George Bush's fault. A lot of nonsense just used to create a political sideshow to keep you away from the medical science. Now, for years, I've been saying you'll never see a successful clinical trial about embryonic stem cells. Finally, they tried to force one through, and they got, naturally, since they're all powerful, they got a sham company called Geron, G-E-R-O-N, to start a clinical trial for spinal cord injury patients. And I kept saying, this will never work, this will never work, this will never work. It will never be completed, and it will never be successful. Well, finally, the FDA virtually forced Geron, because Geron had got hundreds of millions of dollars indirectly from pharma, and from the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine and all the other powers, and they had the support of all the medical schools in America, that they were going to prove that embryonic stem cells were the future, just to keep them all making profits from the worst and most expensive medical system in the world, which cannot cure any chronic disease. They don't want you to know that. So the stem cell, the embryonic stem cell clinical trial failed, absolutely failed. They made up lie after lie about why they stopped that clinical trial. I won't bore you with all the lies they made up, but the inside word is that somebody, one of the patients, got cancer, and that person, who that person is, you never see. You used to see the names of all the people that they were treating. They were interviewing them and how wonderful they were doing and blah, blah, blah. And one day, you never heard another name. And the reason for that is we believe that at least one of them got cancer. But we can't prove it, since it's one of the most protected secrets in the world, more protected than United States defense information, United States military information. Nothing is protected as to what really happened in that clinical trial with embryonic stem cells. So they had to come up with a new hoax to convince you that there was an alternative to the real stem cells, adult stem cells, which we call repair stem cells. And they came up with something called induced pluripotent stem cells. Now, here's a very quick history. After 9 years after he was the first to isolate embryonic stem cells, an unusually honest embryonic stem cell scientist by the name of Jamie Thompson from Wisconsin, he decided that embryonic stem cells couldn't work. He couldn't say that. So he said he wanted to avoid the political and religious values, and he came up with a concept along with a Japanese colleague. And that colleague, and that concept was induced pluripotent stem cells, which in the simplest language is you take a patient who's sick, you scrape off a little bit of the skin cells, you use some scientific method to revert those skin cells all the way back to that patient's embryonic state when the patient was merely an embryonic stem cell. And then you now have an embryonic stem cell, which the hocus pocus is that it can do anything. It can't, of course, do anything, but that's the hocus pocus. And now that they had something to substitute, so they never had to use the word adult stem cells and risk losing their huge profits that the whole system is making on a medical system which doesn't cure anything, which kills people at a young age and forces them to die young. And if you got a chronic disease, your life expectancy is, based on which the disease is roughly 10 years less than everybody else's who doesn't have a chronic disease. So the system loves people with chronic disease because they keep buying and then they die. Now, how do they promote this induced pluripotent stem cells? Well, the first thing they did was they came out and everybody, including me, was cheering for it because I liked the idea that they could make a stem cell this way. But within 1 year, I knew it was as phony can be, almost as phony as embryonic stem cells. And get this, much, much more dangerous than embryonic stem cells, which in many cases give the patient cancer, such as happened, we believe, in that clinical trial. Now, so how do they promote something that will never work? How do they promote something and also keep, which would be, let's say, paltry, $50 million. And I don't know the amount, but they went in and they bribed the Nobel Prize Committee. You won't hear that anywhere but here. They bribed the Nobel Prize Committee, and the purpose of the bribe was to promote embryonic stem cells. They went to the Nobel Prize Committee and said, we want you to give prize to promote embryonic stem cells and promote in just pluripotent stem cells. Now, given that neither one has ever helped a human being, and given that neither one will ever help a human being, the Nobel Prize Committee took the bribe and split the prize between the old man who long ago discovered embryonic stem cells, which are now dead, but they gave him a prize for what? For discovering something that didn't work, that never will work. And then they gave the other half of the prize to the Japanese guy. And I'm a little suspicious about that because Jamie Thompson, in my opinion, Jamie Thompson, the Wisconsin guy who was half of this original idea about induced pluripotent stem cells, I guess, and it's my opinion, that Jamie Thompson said he didn't want any parts of this. That's my guess because he knows better than anybody how slim the chances are of induced pluripotent stem cells helping people. So there you go. The Nobel Prize Committee does this, and here comes pharma and every corrupt newspaper, every corrupt medical journal, every corrupt website, all coming out and saying, how wonderful! We can still accept pharma's bribes for never mentioning adult stem cells. So they're all thrilled, and everybody's talking about this wonderful Nobel Prize given to somebody, to two people, who have never done anything to help any human being. That is the Nobel Prize Committee. That is induced pluripotent stem cells. Now, last week we went into all the things that were wrong with induced pluripotent stem cells. Just take my word for it. They are worse and more dangerous than embryonic stem cells, which kill people. And embryonic stem cells have killed literally tens of thousands of lab animals around the world as scientists go through this hopeless task of trying to figure out how to make embryonic stem cells a little bit safe. Okay, so just this week, they really revved up the publicity. Now, I used to subscribe to Google has what's called an alert, and you can just tell them any alerts, put down any words, and I used to just put down stem cells, and they gave me, for years they've been giving me stem cell articles about stem cells, which they send out through their alerts, and there's no charge. And earlier this year, I noticed that adult stem cells, which they used to always have stories about this guy getting cured or that guy getting cured by adult stem cells, well, only one article in 100 ever talked about somebody getting cured by adult stem cells.
Have you been told repair stem cells are untested, unsafe, ineffective, and even detrimental? Not true. In fact, the safety and efficacy of repair stem cells have been proven in over 1,500 clinical trials in the United States and around the world. Repair stem cells are currently used by doctors worldwide to help people suffering from over 100 serious and so-called untreatable medical conditions. Learn the truth about stem cells with Don Margolis, chairman and founder of the Repair Stem Cell Institute, the world's only stem cell patient advocacy company, helping you and your loved ones to make educated choices and connect with the world's finest stem cell doctors on BBS Radio.
Back live, this is Don Margolis. It's 25 minutes after the hour. And our next subject is going to be something there seems to be more and more excitement about, and that's adult stem cells coming from the patient's teeth. Yes, there are more sources of stem cells, as we tell you, than we can count. But anyway, there is a company now called BioEden, and what they tell, and I'm not going to promote it or anything. I'm just saying it's out there, and you can easily look up BioEden if you want. BioEden, and they're located in Austin, Texas. So I do have a question or two. Number one, if those teeth would certainly last longer than any liquid you have with stem cells in it, if those teeth have stem cells in them, why can't the parents just take those stems, take those baby teeth, put them in a sealed container, and save them until they may need stem cells? If they never need stem cells, they're saving thousands of dollars. And I would like to get the answer to that question before I go any more into storing stem cells. Now, our last subject for this half hour is going to be about the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine. They are certainly the crookedest stem cell organization in America. They are formed for one reason, and one reason only. It's formed by a fellow by the name of Klein. Klein formed this for one reason. You're never, never going to see in your lifetime, despite the fact that they've given out billions of dollars for so-called research, you're never going to see anything that's going to cure you of, or even improve your life for any chronic disease in your lifetime is going to come from CIRM, who's already stolen $6 billion from the California taxpayers. And the only ones that are, here's the ones who are making money out of it. Number one is Klein. Number two, when they first started out, the first two people they had in charge of it, as Klein put in charge of it, were, turned out to be too honest for him. One was a male, and he saw how crooked it was and ran for the hills and resigned. And then they got a nice lady to run it, and she only lasted 60 days, and she ran for the hills because she saw how crooked it was. Now, what he did then was he found somebody that was crooked enough to run it. And he couldn't find anybody crooked enough in California, and he couldn't find anybody crooked enough in the United States. That's right. $6 billion from the California taxpayers, and they could not find anybody that could run this thing in the United States of America or Canada. So, but they found the perfect guy. Now, since they have total assistance from the major media, that means all the major news media always cooperate because nobody screws with pharma, and pharma wants this organization. So Klein found a guy who was perfect to run this organization. And he was in Australia. Now think about this. California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, $6 billion stolen from the California taxpayers, and they can't find anybody in California to run it who was crooked enough. But they found a guy. They found a guy who was twice caught lying, a big-shot stem cell embryonic guy, and he's perfect. Boy, if he's embryonic, he's well into the hoax. He phonied up data from a clinical trial, which he was in charge of. They bribed some subordinate to accept responsibility for it, but he was responsible whether the bribe the subordinate says, oh, it's all my fault. And then another reporter in another town caught him in a huge lie. This reporter asked him, we hear that embryonic stem cells are killing hundreds and hundreds of lab animals, and this lying thief said, oh, no, there's no lab animals dead. Well, about a year after that reporter wrote that down, he went to his editor and said, hey, Mr. Editor, look, all these reports we're getting about lab animals being killed, everybody I ask, they say lab animals are dying, trying to make embryonic stem cells. And this is what this guy said. So they sent the reporter back, and the liar said, oh, no, you must have misquoted me. So this is the guy who's running it, okay? He makes twice as much as the governor of California, and well, he should, because he is a really good thief and has taken billions of dollars from the California shareholders. And in order to make this program succeed, they have to have the support of the entire University of California university system, which is what, 20 schools more or less? And all of these 20 schools, if they want to lie, cheat, and steal, they can get a piece of that. And they're all lying, cheating, and stealing. After promising the taxpayers all that as soon as Bush gets out of the White House, we're going to have these cures rolling out of the pipeline in no time. And I mean, they actually got people to buy bonds on top of the $6 billion because they were going to make a fortune on their bonds, which are totally worthless now, to support this CIRM, California Institute for Regenerative Medicine. So now all of the crooked institutions are getting tens of millions of dollars, some of them more than others. For example, an interesting story is that for the first 2 years of the hoax, 2004, 2005, Stanford University stood aside and refused to go along with the hoax and never went along with all the nonsense. Then they put a guy in charge who was an early stem cell scientist, and he became the Stanford leader in lying, cheating, and stealing, and became the United States of America's greatest anti-stem cells that work doctor. The greatest, the one doctor whose job it was to kill millions of heart patients who could have been helped with stem cells, his job was to lie, which he does at every time he opens his mouth. His name is Weissman, Irving Weissman, a nice Jewish fella who was taking the place of Paul Joseph Goebbels, whose job it was 80 years ago to kill 6 million Jews with the big lie, and as it was known in those days, blaming the Jews for thing, and that resulted in the death of 6 million Jews in Europe 80 years ago. So Weissman now, he is in charge of getting up whatever it takes to keep adult stem cells from ruining the profits of the medical system. For example, a couple years ago, a small research center in Southern California was doing a clinical trial test on some dying children. I know you're not going to believe this, but they can't hide this. It was in the news. Okay? And
if you or a loved one suffers from a chronic disease, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to suffer, as the medical establishment may suggest. You definitely can have a better quality of life and prolong your years without chemicals, scalpels, radiation, anesthesia, and pills, and more pills. I'm Don Margolis, and I started the Repair Stem Cell Institute to make sure you have all the information you need about how this amazing therapy can help you. Visit our website, repairstemcells.org, and learn how stem cells can help improve your life. If you feel they are the best treatment path for you, simply fill out our no-obligation treatment request form and let us personally guide you through the process of finding the best stem cell doctors and centers in the world. At the Repair Stem Cell Institute, we are proud to say that we have already improved the lives of hundreds of patients. Contact us now and take an important first step toward improving your own life for the life of a loved one.